Hey, fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show. Our website is faithfreedoms.org. Here, you can give us a call at 888-850-1872. Today, if you felt like you got cut off yesterday and you ever want to change the subject, you certainly may, because this subject we're coming on today is something that's going to be reviewed and brought back, no doubt, for quite a while, because it's the main game that's going on. It's as if world in 1941 to 1945, you had a significant story that was talked about every day. It was called the Global War, World War II. Today, we've got a financial crisis that are happening before our very eyes. Very interesting stuff going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play again something that was said by your representative, or some of you, in the 8th Congressional District here in Florida, is Mr. Alan Grayson, is challenging the Federal Reserve Chairman, Mr. Ben Bernanke, with regard to some of these activities. Now, what I want you to do is listen. What you're going to find out is Mr. Bernanke, who looks like a very nice guy. I mean, he's kind of guy, if I was on the Federal Reserve Board, I'd say, who would we want to be sitting in public for us? Is nice, mild-mannered Ben. Ben Bernanke, son of Bernanke. Okay? Ben Bernanke. Let's put him out there because he's just a sweet guy. Okay, let's just admit it. Now, I will say, as I'm looking at this, it very well may be that Mr. Bernanke has everybody's best interest in mind. Now, the thing is, it gets kind of audacious because some of these guys in this little club are trying to think about we're going to have the world's best interest in mind. And they're doing a little bit of a yanking here and there, and they're partnering with people who are yanking things here and there, that ultimately end up sort of making things globally financially stable and things like that. At the same time, very well may be intruding upon your ability to get by in life, because some of this stuff that is partnering with the big financial global juggles of all the policies across the earth are also starting to intrude upon what you're doing with your family and your children and what you're teaching them at home. They're also intruding upon free speech and religion and other things that are going on, and Second Amendment rights and Fourth Amendment, Fifth Amendment rights. And there's all these things that begin to intrude upon those things that you need to get by in good faith during your daily business. So what I want you to do is we're going to listen to Mr. Alan Grayson asking Mr. Bernanke some questions about the authority. Now, what you're going to hear, there's going to be a political statement coming from Mr. Grayson that hints that it is possible that there's somebody in Congress who would like to review the whole mechanism of this Federal Reserve banking system and the strange fractional reserve. I mean, it reaches into a whole lot of things when you begin to listen to what this political statement implies, where some people in Congress would like to go. Let's listen. And we're going to review. It's going to his
the very
cut.
Next page has the U.S. dollar nominal exchange rate, which shows a 20% increase in the U.S. dollar nominal exchange rate at exactly the same time that you were handing out $500 billion to foreigners. Do you think that's a coincidence?
Yes.
All right. Well, the Constitution says no money shall be drawn from the Treasury but in consequence of appropriations made by law.
Do you think it's not drawn from the Treasury?
Let's talk about that. Do you think it's consistent with the spirit of that provision in the Constitution for a group like the FOMC to hand out $500 billion to foreigners without any action by this Congress?
Congress approved it in the Federal Reserve Act.
When was that?
Quite a long time ago. I don't know the exact date.
100 years ago?
The original act is 1914, I believe.
I don't know whether this provision was in 1914 or not, but the Federal Reserve Act was in 1913.
All right, and at that time, the entire gross national product of this country was well under $500 billion, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Is it safe to say that nobody in 1913 contemplated that your small little group of people would decide to hand out $500 billion to foreigners?
This particular authority has been used numerous times over the years.
Well, actually, according to the chart on page 28, virtually the entire amount that's reflected in your current balance sheet went out starting in the last quarter of 2007. And before that, going back to the beginning of this chart, the amount of lending was zero. to foreigners. Is that
it was zero before the crisis, yeah. This was part of the process working with other central banks to, again, to try to get dollar money markets working normally in the global economy.
All right.
Now, that was kind of long, and we're going to have to summarize here. The important thing that I thought as I'm sitting here trying to be a critical thinker and analyze what we're seeing here is that Representative Grayson had some very interesting points. He said, isn't it possible that what you just decided to loan out to foreign banks without knowing exactly who is getting the loan and what obviously what kind of collateral there is, their ability to pay, what that money is going toward, who's borrowing it? Are they buying up poppy fields in Afghanistan? We don't know what's going on with this stuff. We don't know whether it's going to favor what's going on in America in the interest of Americans, or who is it going to prop? Is it propping the interest of the Chinese government? We don't know what's going on with this stuff. So he's posing those kind of questions. But he said to him, he says, isn't it possible that this what you just decided to loan out was more than the entire gross national product of this country when this Federal Reserve Act was enacted? Do you think that they envisioned, Congress was envisioning or paying attention to the possibility that a little group of people would have such power? And he went back to the Constitution and he said that, you know, the only people who are supposed to determine that there's money being spent, essentially money coming out of the pockets of their constituents, it would have to be based upon law. Based upon law. That means an act of Congress looking over the spending obligation and deciding upon it. And he said, well, this isn't coming out of the Treasury. It isn't. It isn't. If the Federal Reserve can't pay their debt, where is it going to come from? Don't you have some little group that you deal with regard to the U.S. Treasury? It comes and screams at Congress whenever the banks are about to collapse. All the banks that can't pay you back, so that you get in a situation where you can't pay foreign banks back. Is it a hypothetical situation that you might send with your influence to the Secretary of the Treasury, go have them tell the Congress to obligate the people, their constituents, to pay the debts that essentially, or to be obligated to be able to be obligated to the Congress and the Congress's taxing power to make sure there's a funding stream so that you, the Federal Reserve, can make sure that you don't go default on your debt to foreign banks. Is that a hypothetical possibility? And if I've just shot this right over your head, folks, that's, you know, part of this problem is, and part of the thing I see this thing by Mr. Ron Paul and somebody else, I guess, in Senate bills, is they've got some ideas. They're saying, let's audit the Federal Reserve. Now, there is a report that comes out from the Federal Reserve every year, and I tried to go to that report that they're talking about here in this congressional hearing, and coincidentally, the link doesn't work anymore, okay? It's not publicly accessible via the internet as it was just a couple of days ago, for whatever reason. Maybe because this is becoming very public. People like us are talking about it. We're raising a spotlight on something that the vast majority of Americans don't have a clue that it's going on and hadn't really thought about it. I think back in 1913, there's probably a little club that got together and came up with this whole idea, and they weren't just Americans. And if I can, on a break, I'm going to go look around for Andrew Jackson's veto, an 1834 veto of a bill to make a central bank. And he had some very profound comments about the possibilities of what might happen. But after all that, what Mr. Grayson said, he posed questions that were actually sort of rhetoric by questioning, a political rhetoric by questioning, where he's basically implying that, hey, is it time that because of what powers are being exercised, extra constitutional powers are being exercised by banking cartels, and now by the executive department, where they've just given a carte blanche, a blank check to say, here, Treasury Department and Executive Department, yeah, sure, you're free to spend however you want to spend. Okay, up to so many trillions of dollars. Well, that's in other words, they've essentially opened them up to make the American people, under the taxing power of Congress, subject to the whims of this potentially short-sighted group that happened to be in the executive offices right now. So there's a lot of things that are going on are kind of strange. So Mr. Grayson's, the implication is it possible it's time for Congress or somebody in Congress to have Congress take the reins of law again? It's been sort of doled out. Is it possible that we need to look at this to see what is going on? Who should really be in charge of Congress and what's happening in America with regard to the spending power? See, that has to do with law. So basically, Mr. Bernanke said, well, you gave us this authority to do whatever we wanted, and we've been doing just what we're doing now for the last 20 years. Now, this is interesting. If you had a trial and you had a lawyer challenging Mr. Bernanke's testimony, first he says, hey, we've been doing this for the last 20 years. You gave us the authority back in 1913 or somewhere thereabouts. And then he said, and we've been doing this for 20 years, Mr. Grayson, sharp guy, looks like. He looked down, he says, well, actually, according to this chart in your recent report, he said, you didn't do this, start swapping here with these foreign governments till the last quarter of 2007. And then Mr. Bernanke, contrary to his testimony he just gave seconds before that, he says, oh, that's right. That's right. We didn't do it until after the crisis hit. So is Mr. Bernanke just misconstruing things? Is he being deliberately deceptive? We don't know. And I've got some other things that I've been watching out of C-SPAN where you've got questions being put to Mr. Bernanke that says, hey, we've got testimony that you put pressure on Mr. Paulson to go put pressure on this banker to say you had better come play ball with us or else. I've got testimony from my mother. I just asked my mother. She was doing something in California. She says, I went to this bank, and she used to be somebody who had investigates banks to see if they were insurable. And she went to this bank. She says, your numbers are really good. Why did you opt into this bailout money? You know, she's trying to figure out what to do with her money. And the people said, we don't know. And then somebody else got involved. Somebody was an officer in the bank, says, we had to. Now, how do you have to? Is there something going on? Is there a little group that are actually got power that we don't know what it is that is influencing people that have a lot of power to do things that have nothing to do with maybe something that Congress could oversee? Is it possible that somebody is really, really taking charge in a horrifically horrible, lawless, renegade way on a global scale? It's happening on our watch. We'll see what happens. Let's see if Representative Grayson has the time, energy, and talents to pursue this with some of the other members of Congress. Let's see how far it goes. We're going to periodically review this story here on the Faith and Freedom Show because it goes again. We're going to talk about things on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, and the basis of right versus wrong. And we've been talking about the constitutional basis. We're going to investigate that. But I'm going to go to the Bible right here. It says, why are you being so contentious? Well, there's this thing in Proverbs. It says, by a man of understanding and knowledge, right will be prolonged. A poor man who oppresses the poor is like, okay, we'll skip the poor man thing. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. So it may be that Representative Grayson is trying to keep the law, and he's contending with somebody who forsakes the law and very well may be propping up the wicked. So that's a biblical perspective. You're going to come back here on the faithandfreedom.org is our website. Keep tuning in to the Eagle 104.3 FM. Our number here is 888-850-1872.